This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
We're in a country that walks in any way but the Lord's way. You do know that. We walk in a culture where people walk in any way but the Lord's way. We're walking away from the Lord. And as I mentioned not too long ago, I know a man is repenting when he stops walking away from the Lord and he starts walking toward Him. That's walking in His way. I know a woman has repented in her life is when she stops walking away from the Lord and she starts walking toward Him in the way she talks. She walks toward Him in the way she acts, in her conversation, in her way of relating to other people. That's a sign of walking with and walking toward the Lord. I really believe that with all my heart. Let's bring up a third one. I'm going to move quickly here. We obey His commands. You know that you are walking with the Lord and you know you love the Lord. This is really progressive here when you obey His commands. How do I know when somebody loves the Lord? They obey His word. In fact, 1 John says it. This is how we know we love God. We obey His commands. It's that simple. Obedience oftentimes is a proof of love. It's not the only proof, but it can be. Obedience to His word is a proof of love. To obey His commands is that we're aware of it. We live in a culture that is totally ignorant. Not only of the Ten Commandments, we're in a culture that's totally ignorant of anything biblical, anything spiritual. Jay Leno, you know, does that thing from time to time where he will interview people on the street and ask them even questions about the Bible. You know, it was crazy. I mean, people just have no clue of what spiritual things are. We're in a biblically ignorant culture. We're in a biblically illiterate culture. And yet one of the marks in the mission statement of a believer is somebody who says, I obey His commands because I know what His word says. I want you to listen to this, written by an American president. This is really intriguing. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power, more so than any other nation. But we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. We have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all of these blessings were produced by some wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace. We are too proud to pray to the God that made us. Now you say, which president said that? Abraham Lincoln said it on April 30th, 1863, in a proclamation of humiliation, fasting, and prayer. And yet his description of this country back in 1863, ironically, is a description of the nation today. We have become a nation who has become intoxicated with our success. We have become self-sufficient. We don't feel the need of redeeming grace, and we're too proud to pray to the God that made us. Indeed, we live in a nation that says you can't pray to God at a public gathering, such as a high school graduation. We're too proud. We're too proud as a nation, and I believe that we'll pay for that disobedience to the Lord in time. I really believe that with my heart. I don't want to just badger you with this illustration over and over, but it's one of my favorites. I got a call 2 years ago from somebody who was at a university graduation in another state, and they said, you will not believe what they did. They had a minister who was to give the invocation at this college graduation. Instead of praying, he got up and said, would you folks just bow your heads in deference to multiculturalism and diversity here?
Well, obviously, we're out of time. I'll pick this up with this story exactly where we leave off today. Tomorrow on Cross Hope, Sirius XM 131, the Family Talk Channel. Thanks for listening, and God bless.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.